Welcome to Encounter the Heart of God podcast. I'm your host, Susan B. Mead. I'm so glad that you're here today to listen and lean in a little closer. I pray you feel the sweet kindness of the Lord as you listen now. Home. When we think of home, the first thing I think of is home is where the heart is. I don't know if that's something that you think of, but it resonates with me. And because it's so important that we all know the heart of God for us, I want to talk about home, His home for us, His desire for us to feel at home. And when you think of home, what else do you think of? Family, belonging, security, safety, friends, community, all those types of things come to my mind. But I looked at scripture today, and I've got five scriptures I want to share with you about home. The first one is Proverbs 3:33. Let me read it. It says, "The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but He blesses the home of the righteous." That's His heart for us, is to live in His blessing, for we are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. We are His chosen children. We've said yes. We're believers in Jesus Christ. Isn't that nice to know that He blesses our homes? So let me read the next one. It's Proverbs 14:1. "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears it down." And I know that none of us want to be foolish. I know we've all had foolish moments. Lord knows I have, before we all fall short of the glory of the Lord. But His desire is that we use wisdom and discernment to build our house. We build it. It's not just automatically there, but over time, we build, we create, we bring together, you know, all those different aspects of our lives that we bring into community, into our homes, into our lives, where God resides in our hearts. That's the best home. The third one is Proverbs 24:3, and it says, "By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established." So if you've wondered, how do I do this in a godly manner with wisdom? That's where we're reading the Bible, we're learning from God, we're talking to the Holy Spirit and letting Him speak in that still small voice to guide us in our thoughts and help us make decisions that are based on God's guidance. And through understanding, it is established. And I think that's so beautiful that we can go to the Word of God to see what our home is meant to be, where He abides with us. And the next one I'm going to go to is Isaiah 32:18. So yeah, I'm going to the Old Testament because that word is sound as well. "My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest." And I don't know about you, but this world is topsy-turvy right now, very much upside down. But when we turn to the Word of God and we stand firm on the Word of God, we have the authority to bring peace, His peace, into our home. I'll talk about storms some other time, but that's a great example of it. But the reality is, God gives us His peace. He gives us secure dwelling places when we're dwelling in His Word, which is rich, and undisturbed places of rest. And we're so busy, busy, busy. I heard Beth Moore say one time, busy. That's an acronym for burdened under Satan's yoke. Holy Moses, that resonated with me and I've never forgotten it. I don't want to be committed to so much stuff that I don't have time to do what God would have me do. And she even said, "Look at your calendar. Is there any margin for God?" I was busted. You know, it's like, where am I placing God first in my day as I'm living in this home and helping it be secure with wisdom and understanding? And the last one I'm going to use today is Joshua 24:15b. And I think we all know that. "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I pray this blesses you today as you know God's heart for you is to be in a peaceful, secure, restful home. When we are abiding in His Word and living according to it, there's peace, there's rest, there's security, and we are at home in Christ. God bless you. I'd love to hear what you thought of today's episode. Would you connect with me on Facebook at Author Susan B. Meade? Thank you.